This is a mikveh meditation for Erev Shabbat by Rabbi Chaviva Ner David and Shira Gura from the Open Siddur Project, and it is shared with the Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike International License. Allow your eyes to close gently. Let your arms rest by your sides or on your laps, palms facing up. Allow your feet to relax. Feel the support of whatever you're sitting upon, and just allow yourself to melt completely into that support. There is no need to hold on anywhere in the body because you are supported. Now, begin to notice your breath. Without feeling a need to change it, simply begin to notice the rise and the fall of the belly as you slowly inhale and exhale. Listen to the sound of the breath. Receive each inhalation as if it is breathing every cell in your entire body. And let go of each exhalation as you prepare to let go of the week that has just passed. In order for us to be ready to receive the Shabbat and the additional soul that we are given on Shabbat, we must take precious moments to let go of the past week. So take a moment and notice your legs, the upper legs, the lower legs, all the way to the toes. It's quite easy to forget our legs during the week, to take them for granted. Now take a moment and notice the blessing of your legs. Where did your legs take you this past week? How did your legs enable you to achieve what you sought after this week? And imagine all the activities of the past week that included your legs. Walking, driving, stepping, hiking, bathing, sitting, standing. Notice your legs and allow them to relax. Yom Rishon, Sunday. Begin to bring your awareness to your belly. How easy it is to become disconnected from the belly during the week. When we're preoccupied during the week, when we're holding on to stress, when we're worried, concerned, or anxious, we tend to hold those thoughts in our belly. And as we prepare for Shabbat, allow your belly to be completely free. Feel the support of wherever you're seated. Feel the breath breathing renewed health into the life of the belly. Allow the belly and the muscles supporting the belly to completely relax. Yom Sheni, Monday. Notice your back, your spine, your shoulder blades. Your spine enabled you to get through the week, bringing you where you needed to go, keeping you upright as you sat and worked and studied and laying your exhausted body to rest at night. Feel the support of where you're seated, under your entire back, or if you're on a chair, the chair behind your entire back. Allow your back and all its muscles to completely relax. Yom Shlishi, Tuesday. Bring awareness to your arms, your upper arms, lower arms, hands, and fingers. You worked your arms an incredible amount this past week. Writing, cutting, typing, holding, crafting, hugging, schlepping so that you could achieve your goals. Our arms are a blessing. But we must be aware of that blessing moment by moment and appreciate them. So feel the support of wherever you're seated, earth, floor, ground, or chair, or your lap beneath your arms. Feel your hands and fingers and allow them to feel completely supported and relaxed. Yom Revi'i, Wednesday. Notice the muscles between your eyebrows and around the eyes. Just by simply noticing, you realize how we tend to hold our thoughts, our stress in our eyes. Your eyes allowed you more opportunities this week than you can possibly imagine. But just as all the muscles in our body need, the eyes need to rest from time to time. Allow the muscles around your eyes to relax. Yom Hamishi, Thursday. Bring awareness to the forehead and the scalp. During the week, your mind was preoccupied, thinking, worrying, organizing, preparing. Give permission to your thinking mind, your forehead and your scalp to relax. Yom Shishi, Friday. Now go through the week day by day. Did you accomplish what you set out for this week? Did you follow a usual routine? Or were there deviations for good or for bad? Did you sleep enough? Did you eat well? Did you feel productive? Did you enjoy yourself? Were you creative? Were you active? Were you focused? Did you make time for yourself? Did you make time for others? Now imagine all of these experiences from the past week as threads that you are sewing together to create a garment, a weekday garment. Imagine what this garment looks like. Notice the colors, the fabric, the shape. Put it on. Feel the weight of this garment on your body. Now imagine yourself removing the garment slowly, limb by limb. Feel the fabric sliding off your body, your arms, hands, belly, back, legs, feet, until the garment is a pile on the floor and you're standing naked above it. Look down at your pile. That is the garment of your past week. All of the stresses, all of the accomplishments, all of the tasks, all of the work unfinished, all that you know you still have left to do. You will not wear this garment again until after Shabbat. You are standing completely naked, just you and your body, as you were when you were born into this world. Now imagine before you a collection of water, any kind of body of water. There are 7 steps into the water, 1 step for each day of the week. Step into the water, slowly, step by step. Yom Rishon, the first day. Feel your toes and your legs touching the water. Sheni, second. Feel the water reaching your belly. Shlishi, third. Notice how the water feels as it rises up on your back. Revi'i, fourth. Allow your fingers to just brush the water. Feel the water on your fingertips. Push the water down with your hands and feel the water as it rises up to your shoulders. Chamishi, fifth. Without immersing completely, Simply put your face in the water and let the water cover your eyes. Shishi, sixth, rest your head backwards and feel the water touch the top of your head. And now you are here at the seventh step. Step down into the water. Feel the water surround you. Allow yourself to be playful in the water. Move the water. Just feel the water. Take a deep breath in. Now lift your legs and dunk. You will stay here for several moments as you are completely immersed beneath the water. Feel the water entering all your hidden spaces. You are a fetus back in your mother's womb. You are the tohu vavohu before creation. You are nothing and you are everything. You are you and you are not you. You are Ein Sof, the boundless. Stay there. Hang there. Be there. Let your feet find the bottom of this body of water and spring yourself up, renewed, refreshed, revitalized. And as you prepare to leave the water, notice that your Shabbat garment is waiting for you, hanging just steps away from the water. This is a white garment, a Shabbat garment. It is a garment of angels, a light garment, a garment with no writing, no pictures, no color. A garment of openness and endless possibility, a garment with a special soul, an additional soul, a Shabbat soul. You put it on, pull it over your head, and let it envelop your naked, still wet body, wet with the Shabbat waters, the waters of creation, the amniotic waters, the birthing waters that birthed you into this Shabbat. Shabbat Shalom.